Hello and welcome to the Business Standard Podcast. I'm Sukanya and today we will brief you about the current status of the pandemic in India and the world. India has reported 45,000 fresh COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. The total caseload now stands at 87,73,000. The country's death toll has mounted to 1,29,000. Delhi recorded a spike of 7,802 COVID-19 cases on Friday, taking its infection tally to over 4,74,000. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said, "One of the prime reasons behind the fresh surge in coronavirus cases in Delhi is air pollution, which increases during winters." Well, a petition has been filed before the Supreme Court seeking a direction to the center and the state governments to fix the maximum rate for the RT-PCR test for COVID-19 uniformly all over India. Now, RT-PCR stands for Real-Time Reverse Transcription Polymerase Chain Reaction. The petition has sought a direction to the government to fix the maximum rate for the test to Rs 400 uniformly across the country, instead of Rs 900 to Rs 2800 as fixed by different states and union territories. Although India has made significant progress in ensuring that children under 5 years of age are protected against pneumonia and diarrhea through immunization, but the COVID-19 pandemic threatens these hard-earned gains, according to the latest annual Pneumonia and Diarrhea Progress Report. Scientists have also claimed that by the end of 2020, approximately 3 lakh infants could be born to mothers infected by SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. The study published in the Journal of Development Origins of Health and Disease revealed that exposure to COVID-19 could pose a risk to the health and aging of individuals who aren't even born yet. Now coming to global updates. US President Donald Trump has ruled out a national lockdown under his administration to tackle the coronavirus outbreak, saying such a move costs lives, impacts the economy, and the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. The United States experienced the smallest economic contraction and the most rapid economic recovery of any major Western nation. Trump told reporters at the White House on Friday that we went down less and we went up more, which is quite a combination of facts. Oil prices fell about 2% on Friday, pressured by swelling outputs from Libya and fears that rising coronavirus infections may slow the recovery in the global economy and fuel demand. Hopes for a vaccine kept crude futures on track for a second straight weekly gain. As the US was preparing for final approval of COVID-19 vaccine and distribution, the politics behind it reached a new level, with President Donald Trump threatening to withhold them from New York State because Governor Andrew Cuomo had been skeptic of his plans to speed up their availability. Meanwhile, the country hopes to immunize 20 million residents in December and at least 25 million each month in 2021. Operational Rapid Speed Chief Advisor Moncef Saliu said in a news conference at the White House. Now, China's General Administration of Customs suspended the import of seafood products from an Indian company for 1 week starting from Friday, after COVID-19 was found on the outer packaging of some samples of frozen cuttlefish from the company, the state-run Global Times reported. SpaceX chief Elon Musk may have to steer clear of NASA's Kennedy Space Center after getting mixed COVID-19 test results on the eve of his company's second crew launch. Musk took to Twitter on Friday to say he tested positive for coronavirus, then negative twice, then positive again. Microsoft said it has detected attempts by state-backed Russian and North Korean hackers to steal valuable data from leading pharmaceutical companies and vaccine researchers. It said in a blog post on Friday that most of the attacks in recent months were unsuccessful, but provided no information on how many succeeded or how serious those breaches were. Chinese state-backed hackers have also been targeting vaccine makers, the US government said in July while announcing criminal charges. Well, that's all we have for in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, keep following businessstandard.com.